shocking it is, and it seems that these criminals know no boundaries, between breaking into houses, churches, and now with them breaking into the local hospital. You just wonder, how low they're going to go. This is a place that's out there to help people and assist people when they're ill and not well and recovering from an illness. And to think that people would stoop so low as to break into a local hospital and try and steal stuff that's going to benefit them, it's just shocking.
The investigation is quite at an early stage at this point, but obviously you would be appealing to anyone who might have been in the vicinity in the early hours of Saturday morning to come forward.
Yeah, and we also know the hospital need to look at their security arrangements as well, and if needed, they have to increase it. It's important that we protect all parts of the hospital, and especially those that maybe be unattended or are not fully functioning at this time. But I'd be certainly calling on the management and inquiring as to what was the security arrangements, and can they be increased to protect not just the hospital itself, but the people who use and work in the hospital. And that's what I'll be doing this morning.
We know that there is an area of the hospital that has been abandoned for a considerable amount of years. At the back of St. Connell's there's a building that has been subjected to quite a lot of antisocial behaviour in the recent past.
Yeah, and for years, a lot of us have been calling for the hospital to look at what vacant spaces they have at St. Connell's and maybe invest some monies in it and put it back to public use. And it's better being put into public use as being allowed to dilapidate and become an eyesore, or as you say, a beacon for people who are involved in antisocial behaviour. So there's a number of things that the management and indeed the Celtic group need to look at. But primarily now, and first of all, we need to secure and ensure that the premises are secure and safe. And as you say, I'd be calling on anybody who has any information that leading to the identity of the people involved in this crime that they reported to the Gardaí.